Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. All-State music students Jacob Rietveld, Bodie Peters, Aaliyah Osman, and Kara Chenoweth join us on today's program to discuss earning recognition for their vocal music performances.
Very good. And the four of you are the All-State choir students from Pella High School as part of one of the largest ever groups from Pella High School heading to All-State with band and orchestra as well. For all of you, first of all, what did it mean to be selected to this extremely high honor, and what does it mean to be able to showcase your music in this way?
Yeah, well, since this is my first year, I've been really excited to just know, because when I was in All-State for Wartburg, I actually met some people and I was excited. And when I saw that I was chosen, I asked my friend, who was from a different school, I asked them, and they made it too. So it's very interesting to see, and it's cool to see everyone like form together to make a big All-State. That is just really fun to see.
It was a pretty big surprise for me as a sophomore, and it's the first year I went through it, and I had no idea what to expect. And I went into it, I wasn't going to be very sad if I didn't make it, because I grew a lot as a singer, especially when I went to Wartburg. But yeah, I think it was a big surprise, and I'm really grateful that I get the opportunity to do it.
It was absolutely an insane in spirits all around. For me personally, I've been like working to on All-State material since 2019. Not like this year's All-State material, obviously, but... So yeah, there was a lot of work put in like by everybody, by like directors, because we would do it during classes and we were organized into quartets like long before any of the most important stuff came out. So it was really insane.
So as a senior, it's been kind of a whirlwind this year. Being accepted into All-State kind of topped it off. It was a huge experience, and yeah, we all grew so much as singers, and even the people who did not make it were just so proud of all of us. And we said, three of us here are in one quartet, and only one person did not make it, and he was just so proud of us. And we told him that, like, we could not have done it without him. Yeah, so I'm just really proud of everyone.
Well, and this is the return to the festival. It's the 75th anniversary after last year the event was canceled due to COVID. So it's a three-day experience where you're rehearsing. You're going to get to meet all these different musicians from across the state. And then it all culminates with a performance up in Ames on November the 20th. Within those experiences, is there anything you're looking forward to among that, or something I didn't mention? Or what, I guess, are you just really looking forward to about those 3 days?
I'm honestly looking forward to Music of Stillness, because that's my favorite song. And knowing that I made it to All-State is very exciting to hear what the All-State choir will sound like with that song.
Yeah, I think being a part of a new choir will be different, but I think it will be really enjoyable. And I think that meeting some like composers and directors across the state would be really cool.
I mean, the thing I'm most excited for is skipping all my hard classes. You know? But in reality, I'm really excited. I think it'll be fun to do like a kind of an away camp for a little bit. Mostly just one, for the experience of, you know, not being at home. But two, like being in the same area with people that are like-minded and are just as like impassioned about the songs as you are. I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah, like Aaliyah said, we're all really passionate about this. And just to take 3 days away, it's kind of an honor, kind of, but I'm most excited to just see all the different parts come together. I know that people from around the state kind of practice them different ways, and with this director who's directing this new song that we're gonna be performing, it kind of has some weird parts in it, but I'm really excited to see how that turns out.
Obviously, Pella is known for having success in music. And for those of you in here, this is the first time you get to be All-Staters. And hopefully for some of you who aren't seniors, maybe not the last. What does it mean to be able to become a part of the legacy of all the All-State musicians that have come before you at this school? And what's it like now to yourself add to that legacy of success in music here at Pella High School?
For me, it's crazy to think that being a little eighth grader would rise up being a junior and going to All-State in like a school that I've been in for about like 15 years, my whole life. So it's a very high standard for me, because music is my sport, really. It's really exciting how I could be a good role model, and like even when people didn't make it, you can still like congratulate them on their hard work, on their work ethic, and how much they've like gone to do all that they could to try their best. And it's just crazy to think how, like, just making it carries on the legacy of Pella, and it will be in my, like, heart forever.
It's a big honor to make it, and a few years ago, I wasn't really into music, but when I got into the high school, I was just inspired, and I don't even know what caused it, but ever since then, I've been, like, growing in music and learning more, and I love, like, every second of it, so Allstate is going to be really fun.
As far as, like, being a selected and my effect on the school, I think it's, one, an incredible achievement that I'm really glad that I was able to have the opportunity for, to just, again, show how hard that the directors have worked, how hard the choir has worked, and just kind of exemplify that passion. But personally, I'm so excited to be a part of this choir this year because I'm eldest daughter, so mm-hmm. gives me a you gotta beat this, which I know my youngest sisters will, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, I would say in Arkansas, which is where I'm from, they don't really have a lot of the musical abilities as this school does in this area. I got here and I was really poured into the life of music, and it's just amazing to see where I came from with being not really a part of a lot of that. I didn't try out for anything. I wasn't in choir until this year, and it's crazy to think that I made Allstate, and that is solely to the credit of directors and friends and family who have supported. But yeah, I'm really excited to see where show choir season goes, and Madrigals, which is our Christmas performing group, just to see how far we can grow in our musicality.
Hear more from the Tulip City Allstate Music Qualifiers this week on Let's Talk Pella. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbrless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.